Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Welcome back, and thank you for being a loyal listener of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. If you are just discovering this, this is a podcast that I do roughly once a week, sometimes once a month, depending on my schedule, but I try to crank them out there. It's designed solely to help medical sales professionals, hopefully like yourself, to be more effective selling, to overcome the challenges that they face in their territories, and generally, to be able to sell your product in a way that you're able to get it into more hands of more healthcare professionals so that they could use it to care for their patients. Because as you know, if you're a listener, my motto is the patient always comes first. Everything that you do in medical sales is ultimately about the patient. So if you understand that, and if that resonates with you, and hopefully it does, then why not focus on the patient? Why not make everything about the patient? Because when you do, you're selling in a way that makes you different from the hordes of other medical sales reps out there. Because most medical sales reps are really product focused. They have a product to sell or a service to sell, and they go out there and that's what they focus on. They say, hey doc, you know, you got a couple of minutes. I'd like to show you my new product. I'd like to show you my new widget, or I'd like to show you how we could make the floors in your office cleaner, or how we could save you time on processing your MRI scans or anything like that. Ultimately, what it's about is not doing any of those things. And the reason that it's not about doing any of those things is because the doctor's already doing those things. Think about it. If the doctor's ordering MRI scans, he or she already has a way of processing those scans. So it's not about that. It's about providing value for the patients. And doctors and other healthcare professionals, and if you sell to administration or to materials managers, you know that these people can be a little difficult to sell to, because number one, they are very, very busy. They are tasked with taking care of patients or running institutions or any one of a number of other types of jobs. So it can be very, very difficult to engage them and have a conversation with them. But let's imagine that you're good at that. You're good at getting in the door. You're good at getting in front of the customers. What are some of the big challenges that medical sales professionals have when they get in front of these people? Well, I'm just going to talk about one today. And this is a significant one, because it's one that all medical sales representatives have to deal with. And it goes straight to the reality that your customers or prospects, whoever they are the ones who have power in the relationship that you have with them. In other words, if you're selling to a doctor, doctors always feel that they have the power in a salesperson relationship. In other words, the doctor has the ability to say yes or no to your product. He can decide if it's good for his patient or good for his practice or not. He has that power. Now, if you think about it, a doctor is always in a position of power. In fact, the doctor is really at the pinnacle of the patient care hierarchy. And I'm saying this from the standpoint of healthcare. I know that with all the changes that are taking place in the healthcare world today, doctors may not have the power that they used to have in terms of being able to determine ultimately the type of care or treatment that the patient has, because there are business considerations. There are considerations from insurance companies, HMOs, all of those things, even GPOs. A lot of you always say, "Hey, you know, Mace, I'm in a situation with a doctor. He wants to use my product. The hospital won't let him use it because we're not on the GPO contract." So, yes, it's true that doctors may not have the ultimate power to do absolutely anything they want to do, or to ultimately use any product that they want to use. But still, in the overall chain of patient care, they get to decide what that patient has, gets, or doesn't get. So very important that you understand this. And also in the relationship with you, they are the ones who have the power. They enjoy having that power. They don't want to give it up. Now, put the shoe on your foot, for example. Let's say that you're dealing with a salesperson, and I'll use the automobile world as an example. Let's say you go into a car dealership, and you're negotiating to buy a car, or you're taking a test drive or whatever. What really matters to you are your feelings about the car that you're looking at. You want to feel that you have the power in this relationship. In other words, you don't want a salesperson saying to you, You know, you probably don't feel like you need to buy a car, but I'm looking at that junker you drove in. It's not looking real good. You might not make it out of the parking lot. You need to buy a car, and you need to buy this car. Now, if a salesperson ever said that to me, I'd want to strangle him. I'd get up and walk out so fast because I don't want a salesperson telling me what I need to do or what I need to buy. Yet, I have heard medical sales representatives doing this on a regular basis. Now, chances are they may not even be aware that they're doing it, but whenever they do, whenever they try to flex some power or show that they have something to really leverage the sale that the customer doesn't want to hear about, it usually doesn't work well in that salesperson's favor. So let's talk about a situation with doctors, for example, and something that you might be likely to run into, and not necessarily a doctor. This could be any healthcare professional. It could be, you know, a nurse, a therapist, someone who is taking care of patients, or someone who runs a business where you're engaging them. And here's what happens a lot in healthcare. Number one, we know that healthcare, medicine in general, is data-driven. It's a science. If we're talking about the clinical end of medicine, it needs to be supported with scientific evidence, evidence-based medicine. And this is good. And you want to use evidence-based medicine to sell. But here's something that you don't want to do. You don't want to use evidence-based medicine to make your customers wrong. And it's very easy to have this temptation. And the reason that this temptation evolves oftentimes is because the salesperson, that would be you, gets put into a defensive situation. In other words, I'm going to use a doctor as an example, but the doctor is disagreeing with you. He's saying, well, I don't agree with that. You're wrong. So when salespeople hear that and they know the truth to be something else, let's say the doctor says that your product is inefficient, or let's say your product is unbalanced. Let's say you're talking about a surgical instrument. And the doctor says, you know, I tried it one time and it just really felt out of balance in my hand. I don't know how anybody could use that. And yet you know that the ergonomic studies that your company has done and when the instrument was designed, that it was designed from the standpoint of balance. In fact, you know for a fact that there is no instrument that is better balanced than your instrument. And yet this person in front of you is saying your instrument is not balanced. It's that old argument where someone just said, you know, your baby's ugly. Never tell someone their baby's ugly. Well, the doctor just told you that your baby's ugly. So this has your hackles up. You want to jump in and defend it. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of medical sales professionals do. They'll reach into their bag and they'll pull out a paper, or they'll crank up their iPad and they will start presenting the doctor with data to show the doctor that he is wrong. Well, what happens when you do that? Well, the first thing you've done is you've tried to take away some of the doctor's power, because, you know, doctors, these healthcare providers, they're very dogmatic and they don't like being told that they're wrong by salespeople. Imagine that you're a physician. You went to 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school. You've done 3 or 4 years of residency. Maybe you even did a 1 or 2 year fellowship. You have expertise in what you do. You have 14, 15 years invested in the knowledge and experience that you wield. And in front of you is a salesperson whose experience may be significant, but it's generally an unknown. You don't know anything about their education. But more importantly is what the doctor's perception is of what you do. You see, many doctors perceive salespeople as not having the type of professional training, the level of professional training that a doctor has. They're hired by a company. The company gives them some product training and sends them out to sell to doctors. So generally speaking, the doctor does not see salespeople on any level of expertise close to theirs. You might know about your product. You might know what it costs. You might know what the bullet points are in the brochure, but you don't have the level of experience and education that the doctor has. So this is a big gap in the perceived expertise between what the doctor has and what you have. So now the salesperson, the person with lesser expertise, is pulling out a paper or pulling out some other piece of evidence to tell the doctor that the doctor is wrong. The doctor may indeed be wrong. That's not what this is about. This is about how you communicate to the doctor that his or her perception is different from reality. But you can't do it in your face by saying, well, doc, you got it wrong. Look at the paper here. Obviously, you didn't read it. Obviously, you don't know as much about this topic as I do. Here, take a look. You're wrong. When you do that, what happens? Think about what happens psychologically to that doctor. The doctor who feels the power and wants to fear the power over the salesperson, you've just tried to diminish that power a little bit by saying that the doctor doesn't know as much as he or she thinks that he or she does. So what's the doctor going to do in many of those situations? The doctor is going to show you that he or she still has the power. And they will show that by saying, you know what? I like what I'm using. We're going to stay with our current suppliers. Thanks so much. Have a great day. It's no different whether you're selling to a doctor or nurse or anyone else. In healthcare, the people that you're selling to have a level of expertise. All of them do, even if they learn from on-the-job training. Even if you, in a previous life, were a healthcare professional, because many nurses, many technicians and technologists move into healthcare. At one time in my life, I was a nuclear medicine technologist. And at one time in my life, I was working on a PhD in anatomy. I know anatomy. I could tell you from experience, though, that back when I thought I was hot stuff because I had all this medical knowledge and I started talking to doctors like I was one of them and started showing them how they were looking at something the wrong way or that they didn't have the right understanding of how a product worked, here's what happened. They shut me out and shut me down. I mean, I was not one of them. No matter the experience I had, I was not one of them. I did not have MD after my name. And you know something? They are right. You have to let the customer feel their power. You cannot take it away. And the way you do this is by asking the right questions, by presenting data or asking questions in a way that any answers that you want the customer to know evolve from the customer's own thinking. Remember, a doctor doesn't want to be taught by a sales rep what is real about healthcare, about what is real about how to practice medicine. However, they don't mind when medical sales representatives ask good questions. And if you're asking good questions, really good questions, you're going to get the answer and you'll be able to lead the customer to the conclusion that you would like the customer to understand. But it has to come from the customer. You can't be the one to share it. Your job, sure, is to sell a product. But if you want to sell that product and you want to be able to do it on a long-term basis, you have to enable your customers to maintain their power, to be the experts in their world. Why? Because they are. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I promise you that it will be helpful for you if you use it. If you would like more tips and tricks and techniques and suggestions, actually, there are no tricks. There are no tricks in medical sales. There is just good practices, good sales technique, using your selling skills effectively, good learning habits, good work habits. There are no tricks. But if you would like to get more content, please visit my website at http://medicalsalestraining.com. You will find articles, videos, and of course, here at the Medical Sales Guru podcast, you will find several years worth of content to help propel you in your medical sales career. And by the way, if you're trying to break into a medical sales career, ultimately, you're going to be in an interview situation. When you find yourself in an interview situation, you're going to have to be able to discuss your perception of medical sales and how to sell to healthcare professionals in an effective and efficient way. So this content, if you're serious about forwarding your medical sales aspirations, sign up to receive Medical Sales Insights. There are numerous places to sign up on the website. You will also find free offers for some valuable resources that will truly differentiate you from your competition in this industry. What impresses me is that you took the time to listen today, which shows you want to do better, you want to have better results, you want to earn more, and you want to impact more patients with the products and services you sell. Hats off to you. Most people won't do this. You're doing it. I congratulate you. And as long as you continue to listen, I'm going to continue to pump the content out there. So thanks for being a fan and a listener of the Medical Sales Guru podcast. Don't forget that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Sell competently so you can sell more and make a difference. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, I'm Mace Haroff, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.